Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Bring Out the Best Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Bob Wright, professor of transformational leadership at the Wright Graduate University for the realization of human potential. And I'm thrilled to have you here today, where we're in our work series, and we're talking about common sense for making sense. The taboo topics in the office place, how to deal with gossip in the office. Of course, none of you ever gossip. No, I'm certain that you don't. But how often do you talk about people at work? How often do you make excuses, subtly, directly blaming someone else? Do you know that gossipers generally are also excuse makers? I'm going to stick to the drama aspect of gossip today. We had a situation here at our summer leadership event where there was a person who was in one of our growth laboratories with someone, and the partner to that person in the growth laboratory was not yet through the year of transformation. The growth laboratory member on the summer leadership training asked the other person how they were going to handle it when a significant change happened in the relationship, and it was none of her business. She was engaging in gossip. You may not think of it as gossip, but it is gossip. And it was none of her business. And it blew confidentiality in her growth lab. And it gave her something serious to look at. Where was she coming from, breaking confidentiality? Where was she coming from asking a question that she had no right to ask? Well, that's drama all by itself, isn't it? She was actually intrigued by potential increase in drama in their relationship, and she was going to feed off of that. Now, why would we want to feed off of that? Well, one of the reasons we want to feed off of that is we don't have enough action in our own lives. Another reason we want to feed off of that is because we live in the drama triangle. If you think about it, one of the reasons soap operas still go on today and they expand and expand and expand, and with cable and other delivery mechanisms, we have more and more television shows coming online all the time. There's a good guy. There's the bad guy who persecutes the good guy. Then there's the hero that comes in and rescues the good guy, captures the bad guy, kills the bad guy, figures out who's the bad guy, and takes care of business. That's drama. When we do that in our relationships, it's very different than one of the police television shows, because when we gossip, we are persecuting someone else. If we're busy living our own lives, sometimes we are truly concerned about somebody. There are legitimate ways to transfer information about others, to be concerned about others. But do you really think you always are concerned? Are you sure that concern doesn't have a little bit of what they call schadenfreude in that? Schadenfreude. To be happy at someone else's misfortune. Schadenfreude. That makes you a persecutor. That makes them a victim. And what do you do about it at work? Well, one of the things you can do about it at work is to not participate in gossip, to stay away from it. You start staying away from gossip, and then are people going to start gossiping on you, about you? And if they gossip with you about somebody else, what makes you think they're not gossiping with yet another person about you? So, all in all, a highly unproductive practice, because gossip happens, instead of responsible communication. Responsible communication is when there's an outcome for which I am responsible. In the drama triangle, which was named such by Stephen Karpman in the transactional analysis tradition, there's a rescuer, a persecutor, and a victim. None of those is a responsible position. The victim is not being responsible to take care of him or herself. The rescuer oftentimes spends life rescuing others rather than themselves. And the persecutor oftentimes, as in this gossip example, doesn't even believe that he or she is being a persecutor. So that's highly irresponsible because there's hostility being expressed with absolute and total irresponsibility. Well, what's wrong with that? Well, it costs corporations a lot of money because people don't talk about problems with intent to solve them. They talk about problems with intent to gossip, to lay it off on somebody else, to make an excuse. Yeah, we'll hit excuses soon, but today we want to focus on the drama triangle aspect of this. The drama triangle. There's always a good guy who is the savior, a victim, and a persecutor, none of which is responsible. Remember that. Now, what's the possibility? When we catch ourselves doing this, we look at what were we doing. Were we looking to get excited? Were we looking to gossip? Were we acting as if we were concerned, but we were actually using gossip as an excuse to fill time with another person? So we'll be stepping out of the drama triangle. We'll be stepping out of the gossip, which causes people to lose respect for you and causes your company to not solve the problems it could have solved. And it indicates that you don't really feel all that good about yourself. So let's take responsibility and get on with a responsible life and take care of ourselves, getting ourselves nourished without having to gossip about everybody else. Now, I'd like to get Sasha in. He says, what should I do if my supervisors don't respond to an email where I suggest improvements to the work environment? Talk to me about it, Sasha.
Hey, Bob. How are you?
Good, thank you.
So I think I have a course of action, but what happened with my Free Hug Tuesday initiative, that finally it reached the president of my college, and they said it's against the policy, you cannot touch the students or the staff, so shut it down. I said, okay, I'll shut it down, no more hugging, but what do you suggest I do instead to promote deeper learning and deeper connection so students want to come back? And I got nothing in return. It's been more than a week. Five people were on that mailing list.
What do you think you could do?
Well, I could take a risk and follow up and say I would like to have those suggestions because I did offer a couple of mine, and I got no opinions on what they think about those suggestions.
Well, you know, let's just give them the benefit of the doubt and assume that they're busy, but you can always walk by their offices, can't you?
Yeah, that's the thoughts I have. I gave them the benefit of the doubt, and I'm planning to stop by each of those people's offices.
Yeah, just stop by and say hi and be light and easy about it.
Cool, I got it. Yep, I'll do that.
And good for you taking action.
Thank you. Thank you, Bob.
Take care.
You too. Thanks.
See, Sasha is choosing not to be a victim and not to be what we call a drama king about that. He's choosing to address it responsibly. And he also has a vision for where his school could go. Our next caller is Melanie. She says, I'm an analyzer personality who works with a regulator personality. She's more of a talker than I am. Because I am an analytic personality, I like to think about my response to make sure that I'm giving a sufficient answer. She does not see it that way because I don't always have an immediate response. I believe that she thinks that I'm trying to conceal something that has caused a rift in our relationship. She does not trust me, and frankly, I don't trust her to do right by me in the workplace. I am pursuing an international work opportunity. I think this means internal work opportunity, for example. That I will not
no, international,
tell her
Bob.
That she will try to mess it up for me. How can I become a more effective communicator with her? Good, good question. And she wants
Thank
to
you.
Get her to stop questioning if I'm doing the right thing. Well, Melanie, hey, nice talking to
hey.
You.
Hey. Oh, you too.
So tell us a little more about it.
That kind of summarizes what I was trying to get out of the discussion today, just kind of how to become a better communicator. Again, I'm a more analytical personality, and I like to sit and sort of think about the words that come out of my mouth. Well, I think for the more regulative personality, and she might be a bit more extroverted, and where I'm more introverted, in my opinion, she doesn't see it that way because I can't be as quick to the punch in a response as say she would like me to be. She thinks that I might be trying to conceal. And this is sort of a high stress project that I'm working on. So I was just curious to hear your feedback as far as some tips that I could use to be a more effective communicator with her.
So do you understand what would cause her to distrust you? You see?
No, go ahead.
No?
No, go ahead.
I wouldn't trust you either. And I am a regulator.
Okay.
I would assume you were covering something up and that you weren't willing to be spontaneously honest with me, and I was only going to get careful answers from you that you're not really working with me.
Okay, that's helpful.
There are two primary problems I see in it. One is you seem like you're guarded and you're defensive and you don't intend to be forthright. And two, and perhaps even more problematic for a regulator boss, you are not honoring her position of power over you by at least saying, you know, let me think about that. I'd like to write a thorough response or whatever that allows her
okay.
to feel that you respect her position and you understand the weight. Another thing to say is, you know, I understand it's frustrating to you, but I really would like to think about this a little more thoroughly. And I know you'd like me to come back faster, but I'm uncomfortable. This is a very important project, and I want to make sure I get the data to you in a complete and coherent form.
Okay.
But then you're showing respect for her position, and you're actually asking her to allow you to take your time.
Okay. That's very helpful. Thank you.
Yeah, those are the two issues you're going to run into, and I wish you luck. Is it an internal or an international position that you're going for?
It's an international position that I would like to try, and again, I probably won't discuss that with her.
Is it in the same company?
It is, yes.
Well, good luck on it.
Thanks, Bob.
Yeah, I understand you're afraid she's going to hurt your chances, and it's always better to make a friend than an enemy, so I wish you luck with that.
Okay, thanks again.
Thank you. It's good talking to you, Melanie. So
you
these
too.
Are very real binds. These are that Melanie's in and that Sasha's in. This is fantastic because they could lead to gossiping about people, but each of them is looking for a responsible solution And that is what should happen. Imagine if every time, instead of gossiping, people problem solve, that they make complete responsible communication, how much better things in our world would work. I just think that that's going to help us a bunch. So remember, when you're gossiping, when you're talking about other people, are you a persecutor? Talking about a victim? Are you a rescuer, feeling sorry for a victim, yet still talking about it? Remember, none of them is a responsible position. Be a victor. Be responsible. Have a great time and fulfill your potential. Thanks for joining us today. I'm your host, Dr. Bob Wright. Love to have you join us in our Foundations training. There we do a lot of things. So a lot of people face their fear of failure. We will give you new ways to look at office drama and avoidance, and we'll help you point out more and more of the positive in yourself and others. You're going to feel more and more adequate instead of feeling inadequate, and you'll learn more about responsible behavior, and you'll cut out the gossip. Thank you for joining us today. Email any questions you have to hello@rightliving.com. That's hello@rightliving.com. I'm your host, Dr. Bob Wright. Go forth and develop your potential.